Hello?
Oh, hi, that's much better. We just had a bad connection.
Okay,
yeah,
all right.
Now I can hear you. Okay, so all I got before was the 4-7, so we can start
okay,
there.
Okay, so it's 4-7-8-9.
Okay.
8-5-1-1.
Okay.
1-3-7-5. Mm-hmm. 8-9-8-6.
8-9-8-6. Okay, expiration?
0-5-29.
And then the code?
997.
997. Okay.
Okay. That,
and then is the billing address on this one,
the
San Juan Avenue? Okay, perfect.
Same, yes. Okay,
so you want to do just like 125 and 124, right? Just half and half?
Exactly. Yeah, that's right. So,
okay,
so that'll do the 125 on that one. And
okay,
then,
so let's do the 125. Give me a second here. I'm going to indicate. I got to change this invoice to 125 so it doesn't bill the whole amount. Okay, 125, and then I'll hit pay. Let me just see here. Okay, now everything's good to go. It's processing. The little thing is spinning, so I'm just waiting for it to go through, and then I can go back. Now, is this the card you're going to put on file for the future billing, or is it going to be the second one that you give me?
Oh, okay, so we're going to do can you hold them both for the future? Then I'm going to switch it to one, but right now I need them on both. Is that okay?
I can, but if you don't call back, it'll automatically try to charge one of them on your billing date. So do you think that would be better to use this one or the other one just as the primary? We could obviously save the other one in the billing, but.
All right. So use this one as a primary then.
Okay. So this one I will put back on file after we go in and collect the 124 on the new one. Then I'll go back and put this one in just in case. So go ahead with the second card.
Okay, it's 4-7-8-9-8-5-1-1.
Mm-hmm.
1-3-2-0.
Okay.
6-7-4-7.
Okay, expiration?
0-2-29.
And the code?
Is 178.
178, okay. So now, still the same billing address, right?
Right.
Okay, so now let me come in here and I'll do, so we did 125 on the other one, so we got to do 124 on this one to equal the 249. Okay, save payment day. Okay, it looks like I can try. Okay, I'll try to process it now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that one went through. So now I will go back and just put the original card back on for future billings just in case. But
okay, so you're going to put the last one that I gave you for the future billing, correct?
the one ending in 8986 is what I thought you wanted. The first
the last
one, or do you want this one? Oh, the one ending in 6747?
Yeah.
Perfect. Okay, because mm-hmm. that one's already on here because we billed it second. So you did that great. You did it in the order. So I didn't have to go back and put. Okay, good. So this one's stored. So now I'm going to go through a voice verification recording, and it will outline your service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. And then I'm going to create an appointment for Monday for my technician to call you, and they'll go over your keywords, your service area, linking your website, and getting you placed. And just to let you know, Johnny, that some of this is a little repetitive of what I just asked you. It's going to have you repeat the business name and whatnot. So just kind of bear with me, okay?
Sure.
Mm-hmm. It says to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state your business name.
Okay, J&S Electrical.
Thank you. And then please state your name and title with the company.
Juan Ulloa, owner.
And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes.
And you're also an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Yes.
Okay. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay. And then in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay. So your payment for the initial term and account setup was charged today on two invoices in the non-refundable amount of just $249. When your term is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 22nd in the amount of $249. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to the renewal and cancellation terms?
So I need to contact you within three business days before it ends?
Anytime you can cancel within the month, but within 3 business days, they say that because let's say that your billing date is on the 15th, and let's say you call in Friday at 3:30 and it's the 14th, right? Mm-hmm. That account's going to bill over the weekend, so you won't catch it in time to prevent the next month's charge. But if you call us within... Yeah, try to not wait till the 22nd. If you decide that you want to cancel, call before that date so that we can prevent the next month's charge. You know what I mean?
I understand, yes.
Yeah, okay, perfect. So, but you don't have to wait till, if let's say that it's the 15th, then you can definitely call anytime, but don't wait till last minute. That's all they're saying. Okay, but that does conclude the voice verification. So lastly, what I want to do is I gave you special pricing that is not available to the general public because Dimitri worked here before. It's actually called our Friends and Family Package. So I want you to go in there and acknowledge it with your e-signature, and that will grandfather you into this pricing and ensure that it never goes up. So did you get a text from me right now that says, thank you for choosing Local Splash?
Hold on. Tina, I got one that says, Local Splash welcome.
Hello? Okay, is that the, there was a text that was sent 3 minutes before that. There was the one that says, Johnny, thank you for choosing Local Splash. If you didn't get it,
the one that says thank you for choosing Local Splash. Yes, I got that one.
Okay, so it'll say click here to accept your subscription terms. So if you click there, it's going to take you to a page that says Local Splash Terms of Experience. Mm-hmm. All you have to do is there's 3 little boxes that you have to check. One shows you're authorized. The second one shows that you receive text messages. The third one shows that you realize that this is a reoccurring charge. And then once you select those 3 boxes and plug your name in, let me see how I, okay. So I didn't put it like Juan parentheses Johnny. I did that just for the account, but for billing, I just did it officially with just your first and last name.
Yeah. If you want to start using my real name, that's fine because it could.
Okay.
It could get confusing.
Okay. So I'll put that in the notes. I'm going to put the account just under your first and last name, but I'll put in the notes, client goes by Johnny. So when they call you, they'll know,
No. You could tell them that I go by Juan. That's fine. I don't want to go with the Johnny thing because that way, it's consistent all the way through.
Okay. So then I'll just take out the Johnny. That's what Dimitri told me your name was, so it would have probably
been... Yeah, he's my nephew. That's what they call me. Yeah.
Okay.
For the business, it's best to go by my name.
Yeah, we used to have a wand that worked here, and it was hilarious because every day we heard all of the wand jokes, you know?
Yes.
We got another wand, and it was so funny, and he was such a good sport about it. I loved it, but yeah. But for someone like you, it probably gets old real fast, huh?
No, it's just that. It's just that they're like, oh, I talked to Johnny, and then who's that? And then it's like, you know, I show up as Juan, and, you know, and it's like, okay. That gets you
busy.
So what I'm learning is that, you know, because this is for work. Yeah, friends and family, of course, are going to call me with this, but they've been calling me. But, you know, at work, it's always best to go by my name.
It's different. Okay,
yeah.
That makes sense. So, okay, so now I already took that out of your account settings. So if you get any future emails, it's just going to have your first and last. It won't have Johnny in there. And then lastly, if you see a prompt asking you for a username and password, that's a good sign. That means that the e-signature went through. And you don't have to worry about the username and password right now because that's already in your welcome email. But my main thing is just getting the pricing locked in. Okay?
I understand. Okay. All right. Okay.
Yeah.
So, because right now I'm right in the middle. I'm actually in the locker room. So I'll get to it like right after we could do anything.
If for some reason it slips your mind and you forget about it, the technician will remind you on Monday when they call you. But yeah, if you do it when you're out of the locker room, that's great. Then it's just one less thing you have to worry about. You know what I mean?
Okay, sure.
So
it's not time sensitive or anything, right? It's not like something I have to do within.
No, it's not
time
sensitive. I just say, you know, do it the sooner the better, just so that, you know, you get that friends and family, right? And then lastly, on Monday when my technician calls you, that will take approximately 20, maybe 30 minutes for the client interview. What works best, morning or afternoon, you think? And I'll tell you what's available.
All right. So let's aim for how is like 11 through 2.
I have an 11 o'clock open or a 1 o'clock.
Let's do the 11.
11. Okay. So what I'm going to do right now is block out the whole hour from 11 to 12 on Monday. However, it's not going to take a whole hour. Like I said, it only takes 20, 30 minutes, but I'm doing that intentionally just in case, you know, they call you at 11:15 or so. Don't panic. They're going to call you sometime within that hour in case their prior appointment runs over or something like that. You know what I mean?
Sure.
So,
sure.
Yes, I'm doing that 11 to 12 on
Monday. Okay.
And I'll send a calendar invite so you'll get a reminder to like an hour ahead of time, you know, hey, Local Splash, we'll be calling at 11 just so that you know. And then lastly, I'm going to send a second email. An email will go out on all new accounts that says photos needed for Google verification. You guys can ignore that one for now because you already have a verified Google page, right? So the second email I'll send you will say important, please add us to your Google profile. You could just forward that to Dimitri if he has the login, or if you have the login, you can log in and add us as a manager. That way we can start programming on it right away, okay?
Okay, so what is that? The last thing you were telling me,
It's going to be an email, and it'll say, important, please add us to your Google business profile. So
okay,
remember
add,
you told me that.
Add
Local Splash as a manager.
Oh, okay.
So you're,
I see.
Yeah,
okay.
You're the owner of the page, but we're a manager so that we can go in and optimize it to show on the first page of the search results.
I see. Okay. All right. So we own the page, and you're basically managing. I got you.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah. And then if
all
you
right.
ever discontinue working with us, you just take us off as the manager and the page still belongs to you. You know, you're the owner of it no matter what. We just go in there and do programming on it to help get good results.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Jenny.
Okay. Oh, right. You're very welcome. Have a nice weekend and we'll talk to you on Monday. Okay.
Sure. And let me know whenever you need help with that electrical you mentioned. We'd be glad to help you out with that.
I'm not going to forget. That's so great. I just have to see timing-wise when we can do it. It's been so busy with the summer, you know?
Exactly. So whenever you're ready, let us know, okay?
Okay. And then I'll follow up with you in a week or two just to see where you're at with getting that certificate of insurance. And, of course, if you happen to get it sooner, you could always call me. But I'll put a note in here to follow up with you so that we make sure that when it's available, you can get in on that application, okay?
Yeah, and let's get the phone ringing so that I could do that ASAP.
Yes. Okay. Sounds good. All right. Okay.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank
have
you.
A great weekend. Okay. You're welcome.
Bye, Tina.
Okay. Bye.
Nice.